hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm on the Caribbean Explorer to live aboard. We're doing the Ceiba itinerary towards the end of the week. We're about 5 days into our cruise. We have just arrived to St. Kitts and have done two dives here off of the island of St. Kitts. I'm looking out off of the transom of the boat here off the dive deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2 and literally looking at a volcano. Yes, it's pretty impressive. All these islands are, you know, volcanic in nature. I don't think there's any risk of them blowing anytime soon, so we're safe in that regard. But man, you talk about waking up to an incredible view here when you're on the liveaboard boat. It is quite impressive indeed. Now, third dive of the day. This is the dive after lunch. And literally, the divers are getting up out of the water as we speak. Single Scott just finished this dive. I believe this is called the Anchor Dive or something, some special site that they've set up here for the Caribbean Explorer 2 Liveaboard. Scott, how was it, buddy?
Oh, wow, it was amazing. We saw, it was so clear, very good visibility, lots of little critters, and we saw a mermaid.
You saw a mermaid?
We did.
No way. I don't believe. And here she comes now with tail in hand. How you doing, Angela?
Good, Greg. How are you doing?
So this is your first full day of Scuba Radio mermaiding underwater. How has it been here off the island of St. Kitts?
It's beautiful. We had some beautiful anchors on the last dive, so we're having...
Yeah, what was this? Was this one called the Anchor, or is it this that site they were telling us about earlier in the week?
Anchors Away, and there's 13 anchors on this one site.
Not by choice, but that's how it ended up over time, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, they were saying that the Spanish used to tie up here and take their goods in the shore right here. And, of course, when the anchor got stuck, they didn't have scuba, so they just cut their anchors loose. And this whole site is littered with them.
Nice. Okay, well, if you're going to be littered with anything, might as well be anchors. And the fish tend to like that, and evidently the mermaids do, too. So you did a little photo op. I wasn't on this particular dive because I was preparing for today's broadcast.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Yes, and but on the last dive, we were on Paradise Reef here at St. Kitts, and we had you in the mermaid tail, and I think we got some pretty good footage for the website, you think?
Well, I hope so. We'll see how it comes out.
Absolutely. It was Paradise Reef. Maybe this morning it was Mermaid Reef. I don't know. What do you think, Scott?
They might rename it there. You know, there's been a couple of sightings there already today, so...
Yes, exactly. Yes, news travels fast throughout the islands here, Angela. So as soon as they find out there's been a mermaid sighting here on the reef, I have a feeling there'll be some St. Kitts residents or divers in the area that are going to make a special trip over here. So I don't know. You may not be able to leave as quick as some of the other folks here on the boat, you think?
That's okay. I'm okay with that. I'll swim around all day long.
You'll do whatever is necessary, indeed. Now, Paul was your photographer. Paul, did you get some mermaid shots of Angela here on this last dive?
Yeah, I think we got some nice shots of the mermaid, and a couple of barracudas came by and tried to get the mermaid, but we kept those away.
Yes, okay, you fend them off, and you're mermaid protectors underwater as well as photographers, I guess, right?
That might be our new title, mermaid protectors.
Nice. I like that. There could be some kind of, you know, it'd be like CSI Miami, CSI Mermaid, I don't know, something like that. But, Paul, you're shooting a really high-tech or pretty intense underwater camera system for still photography. Is that what it is or what?
Yeah, it's housed digital SLR. It's a Canon 40D.
Shoots great pictures. It looks like a spider montage from hell or down there underwater. How easy is it to manage with that thing?
Man, when there's no current, it's a little bit easier. But, you know, the real key is the equipment does a great job. It's the operator that has the problem.
Amen, brother. That's what I say about all our videos, and I'm with you there, man. It's always about the operator. It's not you can get all this fancy equipment. It doesn't matter. It's always about the skill of the operator. Right, Angela? That's why our videos turn out so well.
That's what I've heard, Greg.
That's what you've heard. You're just going to go with it? As simple as that, huh? All right, so, yeah, we're wandering around the dive deck. Everybody's cleaning up. The typical, you know, plan here is you come up out of the water nice and relaxed. You sit down in your little cubby area, your little space here on the dive deck. Take your gear off. And then they take your air pressure and they take your maximum depth. And sit there and manage that for you for the whole week. I mean, you're still responsible for yourself. But the crew kind of keeps, you know, an eye on you as the week progresses. Make sure no one's going into decompression diving, that kind of thing. And just adding that extra level of safety. Now, you take off your wetsuit, if you so happen to be wearing one. Or mermaid tail in Angela's case. You take it off, and they have a little rinse bucket with some soap and water in there for wetsuits, and you dunk them, clean them up, hang them up on a little thing here, and then you just kick back and relax. I mean, that's your typical day of diving. Yeah, and you just kick back and relax, and you know what? Let's make our way back down to the dive deck here. Captain Dave is doing double duty. I mean, you know, they do different things during different parts of the day. Right now, you're on dive watch, right, Dave?
That's right. Keeping an eye on the divers as they come up.
That's right. We got a couple in the water. They're coming up out of the transfer. Maybe we'll get their first, you know, words, first reaction to their dive here at Anchors Away off of St. Kitts and see what they have to say about this little dive adventure. And what did you say last night, Dave, about this job that you have? This was better than what?
Oh, somebody gave me a $1 million boat. I'm surrounded by women in bikinis. I'm in the Caribbean, and I get to dive every day. My high school guidance counselor never mentioned this job to me.
Exactly. Life doesn't suck for Captain Dave here on the EV2. Hey, how was that dive, buddy?
Hey, it was great.
Yeah. What did you see? Anything interesting?
A lot of moray eels.
Moray eels, full, typical critters, what we've been seeing all week, right? Just what we've been seeing all week, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'm sure of it. We didn't see the big VW turtle, but...
All right, well, that's what we look out for the next dive. Yeah, that's what they warned them. They said there's a, I don't know if it's a hawksbill or green turtle here off of St. Kitts, as big as a Volkswagen Beetle. So, quite impressive dive. Yeah, what's the deal with this turtle, VW?
I saw him the first time on a night dive about 3 months ago. I actually felt him before I saw him. Turned my light, I knew something big was moving near me. Looked over, he's every bit as long as I am, and I'm 6 foot six. He's a monster.
That is one big turtle. And what kind of turtle is it? Do you know?
I have no idea. First, we thought it was a leatherback.
Just a big turtle.
It's a big one. It's either a green or a loggerhead. Probably a green.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we got a night dive coming up here pretty soon. We got actually one more dive here for the afternoon, and then we will head out to this same site, I believe, for the night dive. That's typical, you know, plan. They hit usually three dive sites a day. Here in St. Kitts, we did two at Paradise Reef, and then we did two here at Anchors Away. And then I think the night dive will be here as well, because they said this is a really nice wreck dive. Or maybe we'll pop him back over to Paradise. Hey, well, it doesn't matter. All the dives have been quite spectacular, and you see something new and unique on just about every site that definitely warrants at least, you know, not just one, but two dives easily. On this. Hey, Angela, tell me, where was VW? Did you find the turtle? Were you looking for the turtle while you were down there, or what?
I was looking for somewhere to take pictures, so no. But we didn't see any turtles. I did see some barracuda. No turtles, though, this time.
All right, the barracuda, but they were looking out for you. You look like a nice giant fish that they could eat, you think?
Probably, but...
No, we've had that happen before. We had Oscar the Groper on the Turks and Caicos tried to take a little piece of mermaid meat home with him, but that didn't work out. But do you ever get down there and feel a little nervous in that regard?
No, I don't think so, until something's really up close to me, but I can't really tell.
You're probably more worried about people like Single Scott and myself than you are about any critter coming after you, I'm guessing, right?
Yes, exactly. Scott's getting a little scary lately, so...
Yes, well, don't worry. It's nothing that an ointment won't clear up.
Yeah, oh, I got plenty of that.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, she's a registered nurse, too, by the way. So what do you think, Scott, on this dive? Have you done this particular site many times before?
I have many times, but, you know, every dive's a little bit different each time.
So what is the plan? We're doing this dive again and then night dive?
We're going to do the late afternoon dive and the night dive here. Unless we have wine with dinner, then the diving's done.
Which you got that look on your face that may be the case.
That might be certainly a possibility.
Yeah, you're looking at me like, Greg, first of all, it's nap time. And secondly, like, I don't think you're doing the night dive, so it might be Miller time after that, correct?
That's, you're thinking, reading my thoughts exactly.
Yes, well, see, you know, that can happen here in the Caribbean. You just go at your own pace. Some people are doing five dives a day. What about you, Paul? You hitting every dive or what?
I've missed several of the night dives this week, and I've gotten a couple naps in during the week, but I think tonight I'm going to have to do the night dive.
All right, yeah, well, this could be a very good spot, and this is one of the last places, or I guess is the last night dive for the week, so there will probably be quite a few people taking advantage of that opportunity. And what I'm going to try to do is hang around with the tape recorder, give you a little taste of what it's like to do a night dive as people come up or go in and go out for that little adventure. We'll get their reaction on the show for you. And if you haven't had a chance to do liverboard diving before, well, you'll at least hear their reaction, whereas most of a lot of the people on board today, this is their first liverboard experience. So maybe it'll entice you to want to come. Trust me, I've done enough of these now, and Scott, you know, being that he's been on just this particular itinerary 30-plus times, I'll give you a pretty good idea. This is a pretty good gig.
Well, and I'm staying another week. While you go home, I'm going to stay on the boat for a week.
Yeah, so he's doing 2 weeks going back and forth from St. Martin. This itinerary is unique in that way, in that you can, 1 week you can, you know, load the boat in St. Martin, and then it cruises past Saba, Statia, and then into St. Kitts, and then you get off the boat in St. Kitts, or of course you could fly into St. Kitts and board it that week and travel back to St. Martin, which is what we did last time when we did this itinerary about a year and a half ago, my first Explorer Ventures live aboard. And I got to tell you, you know, now that we've been through a lot of the week, we have been truly blessed with spectacular weather. And the diving has been even better than it was the first time. It's just one of those things. You know, 1 week, you know, can be totally different from another just because of weather dependency and things like that. And you just never know what you're going to get as far as the critters, how cooperative they're going to be and all that kind of stuff. But the one thing that remains the same is the crew, the food, the naps. And, okay, yeah, there might be a little... Yeah, a little after-dinner drinky-poo if you don't do the night dive. Right, Scott?
Well, especially on a scuba radio cruise.
This is true. You know, that said, so even if you didn't get to dive at all, you would have a spectacular time. So the diving, if you get good diving, then it's almost icing on the cake. And definitely, that's been the case this week. More coming up from the Caribbean Explorer 2 and Save Us. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Yes, don't we all? And we are on the Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard with our friends from Explorer Ventures right now. And, you know, I'm still on the dive deck hanging out right now with Bill the Engineer. Not the same one that we have at our studio. He's much more in tune with what's going on in the diving world as opposed to staying below deck and sniffing fumes. Is that right, Bill?
Pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you and Bill are kind of cut from the same cloth.
Yeah, but I get 34% nitrox, and he has to just sniff old regular air.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. He works the air tanks here, oxygen tanks here for the nitrox divers like myself here on the CX2. Now we've been obviously sharing you know, a tail or two during the week and getting to know some of the passengers and the crew members. And Bill here has been around the block a few times, and we have some old stomping grounds. He mentioned some places in Key West, and, you know, we do the World of Boating show, and one of the things that is a prerequisite for talking about boating and diving, for that matter, is, you know, eventually Jimmy Buffett is going to get brought up in the conversation, and you've had a brush with the man in some capacity down there that's quite unique. I haven't heard this Jimmy Buffett story before there in Key West. Care to share there, Bill?
Sure, why not?
So just to set it up, he has a studio in Key West, right?
Yeah. Right, diagonal from our little six-pack shop we ran out of Key West.
Okay, so you had a little dive operation right across from Jimmy Buffett's studio in Key West. So everybody would come into the shop and say, hey, man, Jimmy, come on in here and dive, and just ask you all the time, I'm guessing, right?
It was a constant, yeah, and they asked me how often I'd seen Jimmy Buffett, blah, 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 and I'd say he comes by all the time. If you want to know if he's here, he's got a $1,000 bike leaning on the fence without a padlock. So you know he's here when that's there. So.
Yeah, when his little bicycle is out parked out in front of the studio, he's probably in there doing his thing. And so where does it go from there?
Well, at any rate, I got a little tired after a couple of years of hearing the same old story. So I said, well, I don't see Jimmy much these days because he's owed me $5 and he refuses to ride by the shop anymore and he's never paid me back. So I don't see him much.
All right, so this isn't necessarily true, but you made it up. Just to kind of have a good story to tell him why Jimmy doesn't come to the dive shop, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a good gag at the time, and it gave him something to think about and laugh about at any rate. But eventually that came back to bite me on the backside.
How's that? What happened?
Well, some people that knew Jimmy were on the boat, did some diving with us, and of course I told the story like I always do, and the guy said, well, I know Jimmy Buffett. And I said, well, real happy to hear that, and they went away. Came back 2 years later, and he had a signed $5 bill with Jimmy Buffett's name on it. He said, here, there's $5 I owe you.
Nice. So I love the story, if nothing else, because you made it up, but not just because you got $5 out of the guy. You know, next thing, you know, Jimmy's going to be, there's going to be these stories like, yeah, Jimmy comes in there all the time, but he owes me $20. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, I ran into Jimmy at one of the dive shows. That's what happened.
But nobody knows this, but Jimmy owes me $100.
Okay, we'll see. I'm telling you, we've started something here that's going to be quite entertaining. Now, Jimmy, if you're listening, we can put all these rumors to rest by just appearing on Scuba Radio and, well, paying off your debts.
Yeah.
I love it.
Off the dogs now.
Exactly. Well, it's good stuff. So, Bill, you got a pretty good gig here. You've been working with these guys for how long now?
12 years.
12 years. Does it ever get old? Or do you ever start to go, well, you know, I could go hang out with Jimmy Buffett instead, I guess, right?
No, the only thing getting old is me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a good gig. You just get to, how many dives you average a week? What are you doing? A couple a day if you're lucky, or what?
No, I try to get one a day, and I have my preferred sites, of course, but I try not to let the guests know which those are, so they think I'm only on the good ones, because they're old.
Yeah, it just depends on the weather and what happens to be around that day, I'm guessing, right? And you're also the staff videographer for the videos they shoot for everyone, right?
Yeah, I did it for a number of years here. I've sort of gone into semi-retirement from the video. I'm just collecting for myself.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there you go. He has a nice little, setup there from an Infibico, it looks like. And what are you shooting? Sony? Is that what you were telling me? Sony high-def stuff?
No, it's not high-def. It's the predecessor to high def. That high def is way out of my market.
Well, there you go. But it works. That's the bottom line. You're catching some cool underwater things. I mean, that, obviously, that's one of the things you can do in your spare time. If you're working on a liveaboard, you'd have the opportunity to dive when you want and do find those special things that would lend itself to quite a video library. All right. We're going to talk to some more of the passengers on board here of the CX2 of our liveaboard experience with Explorer Ventures. That's coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
We
We started producing Scuba Radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for Scuba Radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Upstairs to the galley here after our day of diving off the coast of St. Kitts. Renee and Dave are with me from Minnesota. How you guys doing? You enjoying your liveaboard adventure here, Renee?
Love it.
Now, this is your second liveaboard, you were telling me there at the commercial break. So, first one was in the Turks and Caicos. I've done that, too. How has it compared so far now that we're, I don't know, we got about 20% left of this adventure, not to rain on anybody's parade, but you've had a good taste of the itinerary so far. How would you compare it to Turks and Caicos?
I think they're very similar. They're both wonderful. It's warm, beautiful coral, beautiful fish, wonderful crew.
It's not necessarily a matter of one's better than the other. It's different, I guess, right? And just more of the same. You just love it.
Right. It is. Each has their own uniqueness and beauty, and I've loved them both.
Good. Now, Renee, obviously, with her better half, I guess, or, well, vice versa. I'm not sure about that one, Dave. But, well, I don't know. I'm trying to help a brother out here, Renee. Come on. So, what about you? What have you seen this week?
You know, a lot of turtles and moray eels and...
any particular standout, you know, item or, I mean, you know, critter underwater?
You know, I think the sharks, when we saw the sharks, the nurse sharks on, I forget what night that was, but a night dive, we must have had 8 or 10 of them around us and they were all feeding and it was pretty wild.
Yeah, got some neat video of that little juvenile nurse sharks were cruising around with us on the night dive. But how about this mermaid thing? I guess you didn't expect to see that.
No, we didn't expect to see the mermaid, but it was good to see. And
it was good. Did it work for you as well as Renee here, or care to comment, Renee?
It was a beautiful experience.
It was a beautiful experience. Good. God bless her. Now, how does it compare for your diving that you guys have locally there in Minnesota? Do you do any diving in Minnesota, or is the number one dive site the local airport?
That's right. The local airport is the best place to go for your diving experience.
Okay. Well, that's you've picked a pretty good location. Now they can see they could do the Galapagos. They could do the Bahamas. They could do the wild dolphins off of Freeport. They got a few options here with Explorer Ventures. We're going to talk to some more passengers next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And we're going to learn something about a can of Coke that I didn't know until today.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Mermaid Nikki. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my close personal friend and all-around super great guy, Dave.
I haven't said to you anything.
It's not Dave?
I haven't said to you.
That creep, really? Okay, Greg. Here's Greg the Dive Master. Yeah. Cool.
Remember, he has to stay at least 10 yards away from me at all times.
Am I turning you on?
I'm serious.
My God, you're greasy.
Don't let him get too close to me.
Oh, baby.
Greg, back off. I'm packing, Greg. I'm packing. Back off. Back it up. Back it up, Greg.
Oh, well, yeah, Mermaid Nikki not with us on the Caribbean Explorer 2, and, well, you can see why. We have Mermaid Angela instead. We've upgraded. Right, Angela?
That's right, Greg. I'm an upgrade.
Yes, absolutely. It's Mermaid Scuba Radio Mermaids 2.0. Now, anyway, look, we are on the liveaboard, and it's amazing the interesting stories, the people you meet on these trips are really, for me, what really makes these adventures fun. I mean, sure, the diving is spectacular, but it's the people you meet, the stories you hear, like, you know, Bill the Engineer telling us about his Jimmy Buffett thing and how to get $50 out of Jimmy Buffett. You got to love that. But here's another story. Now, I happened to eavesdrop on a conversation Captain Dave and Mermaid Angela were having about a can of pop. It was a Diet Coke or something, right, Angela?
Coke, regular Coke.
Great. Coke, regular Coke, yes. And basically, you were getting ready to do some swimming in between dives. You just wanted to jump in and cool off and kind of lounge about, right?
Yes, that's right.
And you were talking about floating.
Yeah, and he said for the shrimp, for the bait shrimp, yeah, that you can throw in a can of Coke, and if it floats, then you know you have enough salt in there. But if it sinks to the bottom, you need to throw in some more rock salt.
Yeah, he said if you throw in a can of Coke to the ocean, it will float. But if you throw it into fresh water, it will sink.
Yes.
And when they were fishing for shrimp, they would put some fresh water in a bucket and add salt to it. And once they could get the can of Coke to float, they knew they had the proper salinity in place to support the shrimp. Now, did you ask him about Coke Zero?
No, I didn't.
That would throw his theory way out of whack. We may have to.
That changes it all.
But you know, there's a little interesting little experiment. I didn't even know that. You know, that is kind of interesting. That'd be a great little tidbit to share with your students if you're trying to explain the difference between the buoyancy of salt water versus fresh water. Just pull out a can of Coke. Or, in our case, it might be an alcoholic beverage of your choice. But, hey, I think the theory probably still holds the same when you're talking about a little can of pop, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, you're having a good time, right?
I'm having a wonderful time.
Is there, what has stood out in your mind other than posing for divers like, you know, Dave and Paul and things like that?
Well, we got to see a lot of turtles. I did not get to see VW yet, which is a massive turtle. Haven't seen that yet, but
VW would literally be bigger than you, way bigger than you.
Yes, that's a photo op right there. We need to take a picture of that. No, everything is just nice. All the colors and the coral and everything. No seahorses yet.
No they're out there. We just haven't found them. That's the trick with seahorses. They're so, you know, they camouflage themselves quite well. But they, we've been to several sites where they're seen fairly regularly here on this itinerary. We just haven't had, you know, we've been distracted by underwater mermaids and the like, yeah, that have been keeping us from finding them, you think?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, the seahorse spotters have been distracted by mermaids. That happens, Angela. You got to take the good with the bad, or I guess we do.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe on the next dive, we'll look a little harder.
We'll find one eventually on one of these adventures. And, you know, seahorses, you know, mermaids aren't necessarily what you see on every trip. But who knows? You might come to this itinerary, and a mermaid might swim by. I can guarantee you the entire island of St. Kitts has heard about the mermaids offshore already.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
So, tell me true. Are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of St. Bart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get a resort certified, a couple of hours.
Oh, I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are back on the Caribbean Explorer to Live Aboard, and I've been talking to some of the passengers. We're gonna kind of walk around and introduce you to some of them and their diving background and what they've thought of their little Live Aboard adventure here on the CX2. However, Angela, what's going on here? What are you guys complaining about when it comes to the mermaid stuff?
Greg, there's no mermen here, and that's one thing I'm very disappointed about. I'm having a lovely time on the trip. There just are no mermen here for me.
Wait, no mermen? Is that what you're complaining to about, Renee?
Yes, where are they?
What are we, chopped liver? I mean, come on, what does mermen have to look like? Come on, I have that whole kind of Poseidon look, don't I?
Yeah, well, no.
Okay, thank you. I knew that was coming, but I'm used to it. Taking the abuse is something that we, there's plenty of man meat here for you to take. Take your pick, and I'm sure your hubby wouldn't mind, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. All right, fair enough. All right, let's move on to some of the other passengers here. We got a couple guys here from Canada, right?
The Great White North.
And this is your first liveaboard adventure, is that true?
Yes, it is. Land-based before now, liveaboard first time.
Land-based before now, just up until now, you've only done land-based operations, a few of them, or have you even been to this part of the world?
No, mainly all the Caribbean, actually. Cozumel, Bonaire, Cayman Islands.
All right, so you've been around the bases a few times doing your little dive thing, but this is the first time you've been on a boat for an entire week.
Absolutely, and it's been seamless.
So what do you think? Is this your first and last, or will this be the first of many?
First of many, for sure.
Yeah. So Explore Ventures?
How did I find about them?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we found on the internet, actually. Did a search. We needed to get away from work, so we did. And great reviews. So we decided that we'd give it a go, and it's been everything we could have anticipated.
Yeah, and what about the mermaid thing? That wasn't something you expected to see, I'm guessing.
No, didn't expect to see that. Looked long and hard everywhere else I scuba dive, but never saw a mermaid.
Never saw a mermaid till this week. Well, I got to tell you, that's a pretty unique thing to see a mermaid. So you've kind of stopped. You started right at the top of the mountain there when it comes to live aboard experiences in that regard. But yeah, hey, you could join us on another trip, right? And we got more. We got more mermaids.
So you mean it goes downhill from now if you don't?
No, it doesn't go downhill. It just say like as far as mermaid sightings, just like seahorse sightings. There's certain weeks you're going to see them, certain weeks you're not.
This is an outstanding way to have a live aboard. I'll have to take this one home to my wife.
Yes, well, there may be some things you don't want to tell her about. The mermaid thing may not be a big hit with the wife, if you know what I'm saying.
No, but the grandchildren, the granddaughters, will think it's wonderful.
Absolutely. Well, enjoy your dive. You guys are newly certified Nitrox divers, too, right?
I am. Jim's been diving Nitrox for a while now, a year. But that's brand new for me.
Good. You like it, I'm guessing, though.
I love it. Gives me lots of extra bottom time.
There you go. Now you've caught up to your buddy, right? So now you're both Nitrox certified.
Yes, we are, and I'll just jump ahead with something else so that he'll have to catch up later.
How about certified mermaid wrangler?
Oh, that is an outstanding opportunity. Me first.
Okay, all right. We can. I'm taking bids. I'm taking bids on eBay. Now let's move over here. We have your name,
Mary and Marty Graff from North Carolina.
North Carolina, Divers Alert Network's home or headquarters, right there in their backyard. Right.
That's correct. They're housed at Duke University Health System, which is where I happen to also work. So, but yeah, they're there. This is our third time on the Caribbean Explorer, and in total we've done 8 liveaboards, and this has just been a really great trip.
Yeah, it really has. This is my second time on this particular itinerary, so you've done it 3 times on this particular itinerary, or twice on this one?
3 times on this itinerary.
Oh, yeah. So, and then last time was how long ago?
In 1997.
So it's been a while, but you've come back. How did it compare back to back in the day when you did it back in 97? That's a long time. A lot could change and that kind of thing. Was it still as good as you remember or what?
The diving is as good as we remember. The boat is exceptional as it was back then. The crew extraordinary and the food delicious.
So it doesn't get much better than that. What about you, Marty? What do you think?
Enough said.
Say, let the wife do all the talking, and she covered that base well. Well, very good. Thanks for...
As far as the mermaids?
What's that?
As far as the mermaids, we had a mermaid spotting yesterday on Seisha. Kind of looked like a fish out of water.
Yes, we did. She was protecting the fort, is what I heard, off of Stacia. So, yeah, the pictures are at scubaradio.com. And thank you guys for putting up with our shenanigans. You've been great dive mates.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Absolutely. All right, well, there you go. See, you know, they've done the trip before. They've had a great time. They've been enjoying themselves. Just, you know, it's not just me. I mean, everybody that goes on these trips has a spectacular time, which I guess takes me back to Single Scott and explains why he has come on this particular itinerary now over 30 times. At 30 weeks he has been on this boat. That's impressive, Scott.
Well, it's beautiful. I mean, look, the sun is just out now. The scenery is beautiful. The diving's great. And I don't know if anybody mentioned the food, but the food on this during this week has been spectacular. They have a new chef on board, and she has put out some meals that have been unbelievable.
Yeah, really has. You know, the thing is, let me give you a little tip, though, because I have found this out to be the case pretty much on every Explorer Venture liveaboard. And this isn't a complaint. This is an observation. But they kind of tease you the first couple days, it's like, you know, everything's fresh and there's healthy choices and stuff. And then by like Tuesday or Wednesday, all of a sudden, here come the brownies, here come the cookies, here comes the chocolate cake and everything. And like, holy crap, you know, I'm going to come back with a little bit more than I came with. You know what I'm saying there, Scott?
Well, I don't think anybody goes on vacation expecting to lose weight. But, you know, when you come on an Explorer Adventure's boat, you know you're going to get fed well. But you get some exercise. You get to dive some of it off. So you're probably only going to put on a couple pounds a week.
Yeah. Well, it's quality poundage. Yeah, because it's fresh food. It's good stuff. But you know, like I said, it's totally up to you how much or how little you want to eat. But it has been. It's been really good. The food on this particular boat definitely has been probably a cut above of some of the other ones that we've done. So she's been doing a spectacular job indeed. And just a little tip. Just prepared. The cookies and the brownies are coming if they don't come on the first day or two. They're just kind of setting you up. You know what I'm saying? All right, more coming up from the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard here just off the coast of St. Kitts.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry.
Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, literally anchored in paradise, just off the coast of St. Kitts right now on the Caribbean Explore to Live Aboard. Now, next week on the big show, just a little program note, I'm going to be traveling over to St. Kitts and then off to Nevis to check out some new dive sites and dive operators with my buddy Neil Watson. You'll hear all about it next week on the big show, so do not miss that little adventure. You are welcome to come along for the ride, just like you've been on our little liveaboard adventure this week. Now, Angela, one more last comment. Just sum it up in a word or two of what you think of your first liveaboard experience with Explore Ventures.
It's just amazing. Every part of it, the diving, the food, the tours. I'm lucky we got to go on this one with the tours. I really like that part. And so just amazing.
Yeah, the land-based tours really made it, and that really is what sets this itinerary apart from many others. You don't get to go on shore and see different islands and different cultures like you do on this Ceiba itinerary that Explore Ventures offers. Scott, you're going to stay on this boat for another week, and then it heads up to the Bahamas, and I don't think you're going to stay on it much longer past that, but you're flirting with maybe making the trip with them.
Well, they did offer for me to stay on board for the transition between St. Martin and the Bahamas, and I'm flirting with that idea.
Yeah, but you won't stay there through May when we come back on the boat here for Scuba Radio, I'm guessing.
No, unfortunately, I have to go back to Florida.
Yeah, and make a few bucks to pay off these weeks that he keeps going and spending at sea. God bless him for it. Now, so May 16th, we're going to be in the Bahamas, flying into Georgetown, Exuma, and getting on this boat, this particular boat. The Caribbean Explorer 2 shares the itineraries with Ceiba and Bahamas out of Georgetown, Exuma. And then we'll cruise around San Salvador and some very special out-island destinations. Totally different itinerary than what they do here, because you get off the boat very little, and when you do, it's literally to go explore a beach area that hasn't been probably touched by human feet in God knows how many years. It's truly paradise in itself. So that's our next live aboard adventure here at Explore Ventures. Then, of course, we have our trip in August, where we will do the Turks and Caicos itinerary, and then in September we're back in the Bahamas, this time out of Freeport, to do a liveaboard with wild dolphins. The schedule is right there at scubaradio.com, or you can go to exploreventures.com, call them up, book those trips. They're demo weeks with Olympus, Oceanic, and Bonica high definition underwater cameras that people get to play with. A lot of extras thrown in, maybe even a mermaid or two. All right, that'll do it from our liveaboard special with Explore Ventures. Thanks for listening. Until next week, remember, it's always better. Angela.
Downward Twitter.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters? Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me
be wiping me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones in gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.